Against a blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a jungle appears behind it. A shooting star creates an arch over the logo. Walt Disney Pictures presents. A view through thick jungle plants closes in on a fallen tree as lightning flashes. Pieces of bark fly out, leaving the word Tarzan carved in a fiery orange glow. A wide-eyed baby and his mother get lowered in a lifeboat by a man working a pulley from a burning ship at sea. The pulley snaps, and the lifeboat lands hard in the water. The woman looks up anxiously to the ship. The man dives from the fire into the ocean and swims toward the small boat. The woman helps pull him inside. They lock eyes and embrace. The man caresses the baby's head. Lightning reveals a mountain in the distance. The burning ship sinks into the churning water. In the jungle, several gorilla families sit scattered in the trees. A mother and father gorilla play with their baby. In the daytime, waves wash away footprints in the sand. The man and woman hold their baby protectively as they scout the island. They spot a large tree high on a cliff. The man stares lovingly at his baby. In the jungle, the father gorilla affectionately plays with his son. The mother gorilla hugs her son. As she throws him in the air, the woman catches her baby boy. Using remains from the ship, the parents build a home in the large tree. The eyes of a leopard glow like the sun and the moon. The baby gorilla hops out of its sleeping parents' arms to chase a frog as the leopard stalks through the dark jungle. Coming upon the leopard, the baby stops wide-eyed. The gorilla's parents come running as the big cat chases it through the jungle. The parents see the leopard pounce. The mother weeps.
No words describe a mother's tears.
On another day, the mother gorilla stops in her tracks. Cranes fly out of the way as she races through the jungle. She looks around desperately through the mist. She discovers a rope bridge leading up to the treehouse. Now, the treehouse door swings open, and the gorilla mother peeks inside. She finds a dark room full of toppled furniture. She enters cautiously. A torn curtain billows in the wind near a shattered window. The gorilla mother walks on all fours over a discarded shotgun with shell casings scattered around it. She discovers a body lying in a corner. The wind blows feathers away from the floorboards to reveal bloody paw prints underneath. The gorilla mother reels backwards. She looks down to find broken glass around an ornamental picture frame. In the broken frame is a picture of the shipwrecked couple and their baby. The gorilla looks up at a heap of belongings in the shadows. She approaches and peers over the edge of a trunk. She spots a blue blanket covering something that is squirming underneath. She cocks her head curiously. She hesitates, then pulls back the blanket. She uncovers the baby boy, who rubs his eyes and stares back at her. She leans in close to the baby and sniffs him. He sneezes in her face. She jumps back and wipes her face. The baby playfully reaches his arms out to her with a big smile. She looks around the room, then picks up the baby by his ankle. Placing the baby face down on her palm, she lifts his diaper and takes a whiff. She looks away and grimaces, then turns the baby around to face her. The baby is making drool bubbles. The gorilla pops them with her finger, then leans in for a closer look. The baby hugs her face, then jabs his hands in her nose. She holds up her broad hand and lets him toy with her fingers. The mother smiles. She takes the baby in her arms and cradles him. The baby lets out a yawn and nuzzles himself into her chest. She hugs the baby and closes her eyes. The tip of a striped tail appears from above, then quickly vanishes. The gorilla opens her eyes. The leopard eyes her from the rafters. The gorilla looks up. The leopard attacks, baring its fangs. The gorilla clutches the baby to her chest and flees. They all go crashing through a wall. They land in a canopy over a lower level. As they fight, the leopard's claws tear through the canvas, and they all fall onto a wooden deck. The leopard whacks the gorilla in the face, and the baby tumbles out of her arms onto a net. The leopard leaps toward the baby, but gets tackled by the gorilla. The leopard wriggles out of her grip and slashes her face, then climbs down on the net. As the baby rolls happily down the net, the leopard prowls after him. The gorilla spots the baby through a hole in the floorboards, then sees the leopard eagerly approaching. She sticks her arm through the hole, reaching for the baby. The leopard pounces but comes up short, causing the net to bounce the baby into the air. The gorilla gets a hold of his diaper and tries to pull him up, but he won't fit through the hole. As the leopard gets tangled in the netting, she finds a gap between the floorboards and swoops the baby through it. The leopard takes a swipe at him and misses. She swings the baby around the edge of the deck and into her arms. The leopard breaks through the floorboards. The gorilla looks for an escape, but sees that they're high off the ground. She spots the lifeboat hanging from a tree. As the leopard leaps toward her, she jumps inside of it, and it plummets from the pulley. The rope ensnares the leopard's paw and yanks the big cat off its feet. With their attacker tangled up in the rope, the gorilla climbs safely to the ground with the baby. She looks back from the rope bridge and snarls. Meanwhile, the other gorillas travel through the dense, misty jungle. They see the mother gorilla. Her husband gives a relieved sigh.
Are you all right, dear?
I'm fine. No, really, honestly. It's just that I got a little bit sidetracked.
She shows the baby.
Well, isn't that, well...
It's just so... so...
Yeah, it's freaky looking, okay? That's what it is.
Kenna!
Well, it is. I mean, what the heck is it anyway?
He's a baby.
The baby plays with Turkina's hair.
So where's his mama?
Well, I'm going to be his mother now.
As the others exchange shocked looks, her husband pushes through the group.
You know, he's not so bad once you get used to him. Kyle's gonna be its mother now.
Her husband sniffs the baby. He shakes his head disgustedly.
Kerchak, I saved him from Sabor.
Her husband, Kerchak's eyes widen.
Carla, it won't replace the one we lost.
I know that, but he needs me.
But Carla, look at it. It's not our kind. No, you have to take it back.
Take him back? But he'll die.
If the jungle wants him, then...
I want him.
Carla, I cannot let you put our family in danger.
Does he look dangerous to you?
Kerchak stands on his hind legs and beats his chest. He and Carla stare each other down.
Was it alone?
Yes. Sabor killed his family.
Are you sure?
Yes. There are no others.
Then you may keep him.
Kerchak, I know he'll be a good son.
I said he could stay. That doesn't make him my son. We will nest here for the night.
Kerchak and the others move off through the jungle plants. Turkina reaches up to Kala.
So, what you gonna call it?
I'm gonna call him Tarzan.
Tarzan? Okay, he's your baby.
All right, little lady. Come on, it's way past your nest time.
Oh, Mom.
No.
Five more minutes?
No.
Two more minutes?
No.
One more minute.
Kala places Tarzan on her back and starts after the others, but he slips off and she catches him.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Shh. Shh. Don't cry. I'm here. Come on. Come, stop your crying. It'll be all right. Just take my hand. Hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry.
For one so small, you seem so strong.
Dusk settles, and Kala finds a quiet spot in the trees to be with Tarzan. The jungle animals awaken and stare with amazement at Tarzan.
I will be here, don't you cry.
Kala lies on her back, balancing Tarzan with her feet. A large blue moth with eye-shaped spots on its wings lands on Tarzan's nose and covers his face like a mask. Kala places Tarzan in her arms and cuddles him to sleep. All around the jungle floor, the gorillas go to sleep with their children held close.
You'll be here in my heart, always.
Always.
By a stream, as early morning sunlight kisses a patch of orchids, the flowers start to bloom. Kala begins to wake up and notices Tarzan is not in her arms. An older Tarzan hangs from a vine.
I sure scared you, Mom.
Oh, you sure did. Can't you imitate any quieter animals?
Oh, Mom, they're no fun.
Want to see me be a leopard?
Why don't you just come up with your own sound?
He bounds off on all fours, spinning around goofily. The gorilla children mimic him. Tarzan somersaults right into Kerchak.
Oops.
Kerchak scowls.
Tarzan! Oh, thank goodness you're all right! Kala and I have been so worried! Thank you. Thank you so much for finding him, Kerchak. You are such a wise and caring leader.
Run.
Turkina bolts. Tarzan follows, and she yanks him behind a tree.
Hello! Are you thinking ahead?
What?
How many times do I have to tell you? If you want Kerchak to like you, stay away from him.
Hey, come on, Turk, step on it.
Last one there's a dung beetle.
Yeah, the first one's gotta eat it.
Turk, can I come?
Well, yeah, you could if you could keep up, but, you know, you can't really keep up. Wait up, guys! Wait up! Right behind you!
Turk runs off, leaving Tarzan alone. A large, majestic series of waterfalls. Jungle animals wade through a lagoon. The young gorillas hang out on the rocks.
Stop it yourself. The fun has arrived. Thank you very much.
Hey, what took you so long?
I had a little pest control problem, but it's all taken care of.
Tarzan suddenly crashes into Turk.
Hi, guys.
Turk, what is this? Some kind of joke?
Tell me I'm not looking at the hairless wonder.
Well, Turk said I could come along if I could keep up.
Oh, no, Turk.
I'll handle this, guys, okay? Listen, buddy, come here. We got a tiny little itsy-bitsy problem here, okay? Personally, I'd love to hang out with you. You know I would, but the guys, they need a little convincing, you know?
Okay, what do I gotta do?
Do? What do you gotta do? Oh, it's so stupid.
What?
Well, you gotta go get a hair.
A hair?
Yeah, a hair, uh-huh. An elephant hair.
Two elephants are fighting in the water. One knocks the other out with its tusks.
Elephant hair?
Like I said, it's stupid, right? Listen, take it from me. Go home, okay? Who needs this aggravation, you know? I'm probably gonna leave soon myself. You go, I'll catch up, all right? You see? Leave it to me. I told you. Cousin!
He jumps off a cliff and free falls past a waterfall. He belly flops. Tarzan sinks into the water and lands on a hippopotamus' nose. They look at each other, both startled. Tarzan swims away frantically, and the hippo lazily bounds past him with some plants in its mouth. Up above, the young gorillas see Tarzan's surface.
Look! Oh! Oh! There he is! He's alive!
Hey, guys!
Hi!
He swims off.
If you live, you should bring him around more often.
Come on, let's go get a better seat.
Tarzan swims underwater towards the elephants.
I get enough sleep.
Mom, are you sure this water's sanitary? It looks questionable to me.
It's fine, honey.
Yeah. But what about bacteria?
Tantor, can't you see Mummy's talking?
Tantor, the baby elephant, spots Tarzan.
Watch out! There's something swimming! It's coming right at you!
Lenny, Mummy's losing her patience.
But this time I really see something!
Oh, boy.
Piranha! It's a piranha!
Sweetheart, there are no piranhas in Africa.
Shh, don't tell the kid that. Of course there are piranhas in Africa.
No, she's right. They're native to South America.
Get out of here!
Tarzan jumps up and down, trying to reach an elephant's tail.
Ah, it's right behind you!
Ah! For the last time, honey, there are no piranhas in...
My butt!
I told you!
There's something on my butt!
What is it?
Are there any more of them?
He flails around, sending Tarzan flying.
What is that?
It's a piranha!
The elephants make a circle. Tarzan plops into the center and gasps for air. The frightened elephants crash into each other, causing a commotion in the water. The elephants' stomps create waves that toss Tarzan around and send him somersaulting underwater. The gorillas watch from land.
He's dead.
We're dead!
The elephants stampede from the water. Trying to avoid getting trampled, the gorillas flee back to their camp. The elephants come crashing through the trees. Everyone scurries in fear. A baby gorilla gets left behind, elephant legs stomping down all around it. Kerchak whisks the child to safety. The elephants keep running straight out of the camp. Kerchak hands the baby gorilla to its mother.
Oh, thank you, Kerchak.
His brow furrows. Meanwhile, Turk drags Tarzan onto land.
Tarzan, buddy! Buddy, come on, Tarzan! Don't die on me! Don't die on me! You weren't supposed to do it!
Get away from there! Don't you know a piranha can strip your flesh in seconds?
What? He's not a piranha! He's alive! He's alive! He's alive!
He's alive!
He's alive! You idiot! You nearly gave me a heart attack! You happy?
Uh-huh.
He holds an elephant hair.
I don't believe it. You got the hair?
Is that what this is all about? I got a whole tail of them.
Oh, no.
Who's that?
My mom. Tarzan.
Hi.
Hi, Aunt Carla.
Oh, you scared me. What happened?
It's sort of a long... It's involved, because what happened, it was a weird...
What happened?
Tarzan steps forward.
It was my fault, Kerchak.
Tarzan?
We were playing, and... Well, I'm sorry, Kerchak.
You almost killed someone.
But
But it was an accident.
He's only a child.
That's no excuse, Kala. You can't keep defending him.
But he'll learn.
He will never learn. You can't learn to be one of us.
Because you never give him a chance.
Give him a chance? Kala, look at him. He will never be one of us.
Kerchak.
The boy runs away.
Tarzan.
In the evening, the waterfalls glisten under the night sky, while Tarzan sits waist-deep in a lagoon. He stares at his own sad reflection. He angrily splashes the water, splattering some mud on his face. He squints at his reflection, then gathers up more mud in his fists. He covers himself, painting his body dark. He stares back at the water and now sees Kala's reflection.
Tarzan, what are you doing?
Why am I so different?
Because you're covered with mud, that's why.
No! Kerchak said I didn't belong
Close
in the...
Close your mouth.
Kerchak said I don't belong in the family.
Never mind what Kerchak said. Hold still.
Look at me!
I am Tarzan. And do you know what I see? I see two eyes, like mine, and a nose somewhere. Ah, here. Two ears. And let's see, what else?
Two hands?
That's right.
Tarzan presses his palms to Kala's. He stares intently at her much bigger gorilla hands, then frowns disappointedly at his own human hands. Kala lifts Tarzan's chin.
Close your eyes. Now forget what you see. What do you feel?
She places his hand on his chest.
My heart.
Come here.
She cradles his head to her chest.
Your heart.
See? We're exactly the same.
He hugs her.
Kerchak just can't see that.
I'll make him see it. I'll be the best ape ever.
Oh, I bet you will.
On another day, Tarzan follows the apes through the jungle and up a tree. He loses his grip. Kerchak smugly climbs past him. Tarzan determinedly keeps going, but slips again. Turk catches him by the wrist and gives him a smile. He mimics a chameleon hanging upside down on a vine. The vine snaps, and he falls in a pile of bananas, splattering the others. At the falls, hippopotamuses pop their heads out of the water. Tarzan is sitting on one snout. They both wiggle their ears. A rhino carves a tree with its tusk. Tarzan carves the same tree with a stone knife. He and Turk play fight, while Tantor wrestles a small monkey who hogties him with his own trunk. Tarzan confidently swings from vine to vine alongside other monkeys in the jungle. He accidentally grabs a snake and falls into a mud pit where crocodiles circle him. He slides across their scaly bodies, dodging their snapping jaws. Later, he crafts himself a spear and throws it. It catches several fruits hanging from trees and lands above Kerchak's head, spilling juices on him. Kerchak angrily stares at Tarzan, slinking away. A bird wades through a marsh. Tarzan and Turk lasso its beak with a rope, then ride it like a bronco. The bird throws them off. Now, Kala stares proudly from afar as an adolescent Tarzan leaps across the backs of elephants. Tantor flings him into the air with his trunk, and he comes back down a teenager. His elephant friend follows him underwater and sinks. Tarzan lifts his trunk to the surface for air. At night, Kala sleeps in the pouring rain. Tarzan binds two tree branches together, making a canopy of leaves to keep them dry. Daytime, a large green snake strikes at Tarzan, who lures it back and forth through the trees until it tangles itself in a big, complicated knot. Now, Turk and her friends use sticks to fish termites from a mound one at a time. Tarzan clamps Tantor's trunk over the mound. Tantor blows hard. Termites go flying from dozens of mounds all around them. Eating a big mouthful, Turk nudges Tarzan appreciatively. As Kerchak leads a group of gorillas through the jungle, he glares at Tarzan, swinging from vine to vine up above. Tarzan slides down tree branches on his feet, maneuvering smoothly and quickly. He balances on one hand, the wind gusting through his shoulder-length brown hair. His muscles flex as he contorts his body like a surfer on a wave. He stops in a gorilla-like pose. Now, the apes sit around minding their own business. Hiding in a bush, Tarzan spots Kala. A mischievous grin crosses his face. He sneaks over to Kala as she picks fruit from a tree and eats it. Creeping up right behind her, he gets ready to shout in her ear.
Don't even think about it.
How'd you know it was me?
I'm your mother. I know everything. Now, where have you been?
I thought you knew everything.
Turk blindsides Tarzan.
Hey, Auntie Kay. You're looking remarkably groomed today.
Hello, Turk.
Turk and Tarzan horseplay, tumbling past Kerchak, who shakes his head disapprovingly. Other gorillas lift things out of the way as the two wrestle past them. They bump into Tantor.
Okay, it's all fun and games until someone loses an eye. No, somebody's gonna get hurt here.
Tarzan gets Turk in an arm lock.
Okay, you win. Ow, ow, okay, you win. Hello, down here, yo, let go.
Sorry, Turk.
What kind of animal are you?
You know, I've been thinking lately that maybe Tarzan could be some subspecies of elephant.
Tarzan stares distractedly into the bushes.
Listen to me, think about it. He enjoys a peanut. I enjoy a peanut.
He looks nothing like you.
Sabor the leopard suddenly jumps out and chases Tarzan up a tree. Kerchak flings Sabor aside, but the leopard comes back and pounces on the gorilla leader. The other animals watch fearfully as the two fight. Tarzan grabs his spear. Sabor jumps on Kerchak's back and bites his shoulder. Kerchak throws the leopard off, then collapses. Tarzan gapes. Sabor's yellow eyes glow through the bushes. The leopard circles Kerchak. As it attacks, Tarzan swings in and kicks it aside. Tarzan puts himself between Kerchak and Sabor. Sabor and Tarzan circle each other. The apes go wild. Sabor attacks first, but Tarzan's quick dodge saves him. He runs up a tree, and the leopard follows. Sabor claws viciously at Tarzan, who maneuvers evasively through the branches. He grabs a vine and runs sideways around the tree. Stopping on a moss-covered branch, he looks around. Sabor springs towards him from above. Tarzan throws the leopard to the ground. Sabor looks at a wound on his shoulder. Brandishing his spear, Tarzan jumps down from the tree. He and Sabor circle each other. The leopard deflects Tarzan's spear and scratches his chest. The apes look on worriedly. Sabor knocks Tarzan to the ground, causing the tip of his spear to break and fall down a cliff. He fends off the leopard's jaws with the staff, then throws the cat off of him. Scrambling across an outcropping, he makes his way down through a tree's root system. Sabor corners him, slashing through the roots. Tarzan eyes the spearhead down below, but the leopard stands in his way. As Sabor claws at him through a gap, he jams a rock into it, trapping the leopard's paw. Tarzan climbs out. Sabor breaks free from the trap. Tarzan grabs the spearhead. Sabor lands on top of him, and they fall down a hole. Kala leans forward on a tree branch for a better look. Tantor and the other apes watch the hole worriedly. The leopard's spotted fur rises from the hole. Kala gapes. Tarzan emerges with Sabor's body slung over his shoulders. His spearhead in hand, he throws the dead leopard to the ground, then stands tall. Tarzan looks up to the trees and sees the apes cheering. He inhales deeply, leans down, and lifts Sabor's body over his head. A warm smile spreads over Kala's face. Tantor and the apes form a grateful circle around Tarzan.
Okay, everybody, move aside, out of my way. Best friend coming through. That would be me. And you? Don't make a habit of that, okay? There are other ways of getting attention, you know?
I'll try to remember that.
All right. And I was right behind you.
Kerchak watches from afar. As Tarzan meets his gaze, the gorilla turns away. Kerchak starts to lope off, but Tarzan comes up to him and lays Sabor's body at his feet. Resting his knuckles on the ground, the human lowers himself submissively. Kala and the other gorillas approach. Kerchak looks at Sabor's body, then back at Tarzan with pensive eyes. The gorilla blinks graciously. Tarzan's face lights up. They all turn their faces to the sky. A flock of birds flies out of a canyon.
What was that?
Hey, it wasn't me, I swear. Okay, maybe it was.
Everyone, let's move.
They all follow Kerchak. Tarzan hesitates, staring at the sky. He stops in his tracks, then splits off from the group as he heads after the noise. Rays of soft afternoon sunlight shine through the jungle onto slender yellow stalks of bamboo. Tarzan drops into view on a tree and curiously sniffs the surroundings. His fingers trail over a shoe print in the dirt and find a spent shotgun shell near some trampled bamboo. He pushes the metal casing around. He picks it up and stares at it intently. He sniffs it, then licks it. He drops the shell casing and runs up a tree. He watches treetops rustle in a valley below. He swings stealthily through the vines and gets a closer look through some bushes.
That's when I knew I was born for Africa, and Africa was created from...
A figure hacking away bamboo suddenly stops. A gunshot blast blows away some stalks near Tarzan's head. He hides as a dark-haired man in a safari jacket appears with a shotgun. A shorter man with a bushy white mustache runs up.
Clayton, oh, there you are. What is it? What is it, Clayton? Are we in danger?
I thought I saw something.
Is it a hippopotamus amphibious or a rhinoceros bighorn?
Professor, don't move!
Oh, right.
Daddy?
A woman squeezes through the bamboo.
Daddy, what's all the hullabaloo about?
The stalks snap back, knocking her over. She re-emerges.
What is it, Dad?
Mr. Clayton asked me not to move. He saw something.
As his daughter marches past him, the old man falls over.
Oh, I moved.
Mr. Clayton. Sorry, excuse me. But my father and I came on this expedition to study gorillas, and I believe your shooting might be scaring them off.
You hired me to protect you, Miss Porter, and protect you I shall.
And you're doing a marvelous job of it, but we only have a short time before the ship returns, you see, and then we're just...
Jane, do you realize what you're standing in? A gorilla's nest.
Daddy!
At last! Our first sign in days. Do you think the beast could be nearby?
We could be. I mean, there's the evidence.
Tarzan hangs unseen right behind Clayton.
Daddy, look! Over there and there!
Yes, more nests! I see
just
them!
As you
I
predicted.
See them! Oh, family groups! Oh, Jane, I love you.
Family groups? Excuse me, but these are wild beasts. It would sooner tear your head off than look at you.
On the contrary, Mr. Clayton, Daddy's theory is that these are social groups.
As a leaf drops down on him, Clayton swiftly fires into the air. Tarzan hides in the trees near two big holes in the jungle canopy.
Mr. Clayton, please. What if it's a gorilla?
It's no gorilla. Perhaps we should press on.
Yes, indeed. Now, we should keep heading west, following the Ganoderma oblongata.
Excellent, Professor.
Jane, a pretty young woman in a bright yellow dress, holds her yellow umbrella close. A fruit falls on her head. A small monkey eats the fruit.
Are you what all the fuss was about?
Daddy! Daddy, quick!
No, wait, hold still. Oh, my good, you may not be...
Tarzan swings closer.
Sweet little.
Jane looks around for the monkey. He appears on her back.
There you go. What do you think?
She shows him a sketch drawing of him. He smiles, then snatches the book out of her hand and runs off, scattering pages.
Well, this is absolutely pitchy. Come to study gorillas and get the sketch pinched by a baboon.
Tarzan examines one of the pages. The monkey throws more in the air, then stares at the last one and smooths his hair.
Give me that.
The monkey shoos her away and hugs her sketch.
Oh, come on now. Enough of this. I want this paper on the count of three. One, two...
Oh, look, bananas!
As he turns around, she snatches the drawing.
I can't believe you fell for that one.
No, don't give me those crocodile tears. What would your parents have to say?
Jane drops her drawings at the sight of a pack of baboons.
Oh, You see, I told you they'd be cross. Go easy on him. Children will be children.
She trips on a root and falls. The baboons leap down from a tree and chase her. Tarzan leaps down from his high perch and swings on vines over the pack of angry baboons. Jane sees a deep gully up ahead. Closing her eyes, she jumps. Tarzan swings above her and grabs her by the dress. She opens her eyes. She looks up. A baboon chews at her boot. She hits it with her umbrella and it falls, still munching on her boot. Tarzan lands on a tree, cradling Jane in his arms.
Put me down! Put me down!
More baboons attack. She jumps back into Tarzan's arms, and they surf down the tree's spiraling branches with the baboons hot on their trail. Jane's big blue eyes widen as they spin upside down through the vines and branches. They see more baboons up ahead. Jane climbs on Tarzan's back and opens her umbrella, knocking them away like bowling pins. One last baboon attacks, latching onto her umbrella. She wrestles him off. Her umbrella gets stuck on a vine, and she loses grip of Tarzan. He rolls his eyes. The baboons swarm over Jane, causing her vine to snap. Tarzan grabs her foot. The baboons hang onto her umbrella. The baboons crash into a large branch. Tarzan does the splits as he catches Jane in his arms. Jane points to an onslaught of baboons. She and Tarzan drop into a hollow stump, and the baboons dive after them. The brittle tree limb cracks open, and they crash through the bottom. They freefall along with the baboons. Tarzan grabs hold of a vine, which gives his hand a rope burn as they plummet. It bounces them back up to a branch. The hollow stump comes crashing down at them. They jump from branch to branch, ducking out of the way. Tarzan protectively covers Jane. The baboons run away. A baboon with the monkey on its head floats down with Jane's umbrella. Tarzan speaks with it. He turns to Jane, startling her, and grabs the sketch. He hands it to the baboon. The monkey snatches it. Jane sneaks away from Tarzan.
I'm in a tree with a man who talks to monkeys. Oh, I can't do this. I can't. Oh, this is good.
She gets stuck with her body stretched across a wide gap between branches.
One, two.
She tries to push herself up, but falls back in the same spot.
It can't get any worse, can it?
It starts to rain.
Obviously it can.
Hanging her head, she sees Tarzan staring back at her. She flails, about to fall. Tarzan catches her with his fingertip and pushes her to safety.
Stay back. Don't come any closer. Please, don't. What are you doing?
Tarzan examines her toes.
Please don't. That tickles. No, get off. Get off. Get off.
She kicks him.
It serves you right. Now, just stay away from me like a very good wild man. You stay. I'm warning you. My father won't take kindly to you. No, that's close enough. How dare you?
As she moves to slap him, he grabs her wrist. Noticing a hole in her white glove, he touches her bare fingertip. He pulls off the glove. Jane stares at him, her mouth wide open. Tarzan reaches out to her hand, his knuckles curled like a gorilla's. As their palms touch, he delicately straightens his fingers to match hers. They move their hands as one. Tarzan's face softens as he looks at Jane. Jane studies him with her big blue eyes. His brow pinches. He leans into her. Jane pulls back while Tarzan puts his ear to her chest. He pulls back and grabs her face.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear, oh, dear. Oh, dear.
He places her head on his chest.
Yes, thank you. It's a lovely heartbeat. It's very nice.
It's very nice.
Oh, thank you. I can't do a thing with it in this humidity, though. It's... You do speak. And all this time I thought you were just a big, wild, quiet, silent person thing. Why didn't you tell me? I mean, I must say I'm rather curious who you are. I mean, I'd love to...
He puts his hand on her mouth, then gestures to himself.
Tarzan.
She squints.
Tarzan.
Tarzan. Oh, I see.
Oh, I see. Tarzan.
Oh, I see.
No. I'm Jane.
No. I'm Jane.
No. Jane. Tarzan. Jane.
Jane.
Exactly. Clayton!
Tarzan perks up, grabs a vine, and leans off the side of the tree for a listen.
Clayton!
Extraordinary. Please, can you take me to my camp?
He mimics a gunshot.
Yes, Clayton! Wonderful!
She hesitates as he grabs her for a swing on his vine.
Can't we walk?
We walk!
Tarzan! Where are you?
Tarzan!
Let's hope we find them before Kurtak does.
Maybe he's not.
But found something more interesting.
What are you, nuts? What could be more interesting than us?
Hey! What's everybody looking at?
They spot a campsite and see a grandfather clock, tents, and a tea set, including a chipped cup.
Ah, the horror! It's gruesome. Hide me!
Pull yourself together. You're embarrassing me.
Huh?
These things aren't alive.
I know that.
Tarzan?
Hello?
Turk explores.
What kind of primitive beasts are responsible for this mess?
She touches a typewriter key.
Whoa.
The ribbon moves, frightening her. She tries again, pressing the same key.
Wow! Come here, you guys! Come here! Look at this!
What is that?
Hey.
Funny. Wow.
Ooh.
Turk continues typing.
Hey. Do it again.
Like this?
A gorilla breaks plates.
Yeah.
Another rips pages from a book.
Yeah. Rip it. Ding. I love that part. Let me hear it, big fella. Now, hit it.
Turk plucks a clothesline.
Yeah.
She throws silverware, then taps a lamp with a fork.
Nice.
She studies a phonograph speaker horn.
What the heck? Bye-bye.
Turk.
She throws it in Tantor's trunk.
Yeah, man. Hmm. Now, hit it. Come on, Tantor. Oh, I love it. Stay with me, fellas. I feel something happening here.
Turk runs around the camp, balanced atop a globe. She kicks the globe under Tantor's feet, and he struggles to keep his balance. The other gorillas bounce by atop barrels. Using silverware, Turk and the other apes drum on the teapots, a chemistry set, and pots and pans.
Yeah!
Turk makes a skeleton model dance. The gorillas drum the skull over to Tantor, who ricochets it between his tusks, then sends it flying. Turk shuts it inside a dresser drawer. The animals trash the camp, making music with every item they can find. Tantor dips the speaker horn in a wash tub and blows bubbles containing the gorillas. In the jungle, Kerchak stops at the sound of the commotion. Elsewhere, Clayton and the professor do the same. At the camp, the young gorillas swing on a flagpole flying the Union Jack, then bounce on a tent canopy. They bust open a crate, a barrel, and a sack, spraying the air with colorful foodstuffs. Tarzan and Jane swing into the destroyed camp.
Gorillas!
Tarzan rushes towards them. Turk drops a plate and embraces him. They affectionately roughhouse.
He's one of them.
Jane smiles. Turk's eyes widen as she spots Jane. All the other gorillas freeze. Turk walks over to Jane. Jane extends her hand. Tarzan suddenly frowns, fearfully. Kerchak stands behind Jane.
Oh, my.
As he beats on his chest, Jane falls to the ground. He leans in and sniffs her. She grabs a ladle to use for cover. Kerchak sees his distorted reflection in it. Kala arrives. Kerchak lopes off on all fours. As the other gorillas follow, Tantor scoops Turk along with his trunk. Tarzan hesitates to leave. He glances at Jane. Kala grabs him by the arm to go.
Jane!
Jane!
Tarzan reluctantly follows Kala.
Jane! Where are you? Jane! Oh, Jane! Oh, thank goodness.
Good heavens, what happened?
Are you all right? We've been everywhere looking for you.
Oh, my goodness! Daddy! I was walking. I was...
Yes, yes.
Little baby monkey, and I drew a picture.
Yes, go on.
Suddenly, the monkey starts crying.
Oh, poor
when I turn around, and there's a whole fleet of them.
What? Of what?
There's an army of monkeys.
What,
huge tree full of them.
Monkeys!
Screaming at me.
Now, that's Therapeuticus Verbenus. She's very good at this.
Oh, really?
Terrified I was. Terrified. Suddenly, I was swinging in the vines, up in the air.
With the monkey.
Swinging.
Yes.
Flying. I was in the
in
air.
In the air. Yes, I know.
And then we were surrounded.
What did you do?
And Daddy, they took my boot.
They took... Those are the ones I bought you.
And I was saved. I was saved by a flying wild man in a loincloth.
Loincloth? Good Lord.
What is she talking about?
I hadn't the foggiest idea. Takes after her mother, you know. She'd come up with stories like that. Not about men in loincloths, of course, but...
Oh, and then there were gorillas.
Gorillas?
You don't know. They were doing...
saw the gorillas? Where, Jane? Where?
He left with them.
Who, dear? Who?
Tarzan.
Tarzan?
The Ape Man.
The apes meet in a rocky valley.
Everyone, we will avoid the strangers. Do not let them see you and do not seek them out.
They mean us no harm, Kerchak.
Tarzan, I don't know them.
But I do. I've spent time with them.
You may be willing to risk our safety, but I'm not.
Why are you threatened by anyone different from you?
Protect this family and stay away from them.
They stare each other down. Tarzan leaves.
Tarzan, for once, listen to Kerchak.
Why didn't you tell me there were creatures that looked like me?
Tarzan runs off into the trees and sits alone. Back at the camp, Jane sketches Tarzan on a chalkboard.
Well, he didn't stand upright. He sort of crouched like that.
Really?
And he supported his weight on his knuckles.
On the
See?
Knuckles? Oh.
Exactly like a gorilla.
Extraordinary.
Oh, it was amazing. And he bends his elbows out like this, and then he walks. Like this.
Oh, I see. Ooh. Like Aunt Isabel.
They hop around on their feet and knuckles.
Oh, this is capital. Oh, Janie Jane, what a discovery. A man with no language, no human behavior.
And no respect for personal boundaries.
How do you mean?
He was this close, Daddy. Staring at me. He seemed confused at first, as if he'd never seen another human before. His eyes were intense and focused, and I've never seen such eyes.
She stares dreamingly at her drawing of him.
Oh, shall I leave you in the blackboard alone for a moment?
Daddy, stop it. The point is, think of what we could learn from him. We must find him.
Oh, Professor! You are here to find gorillas, not indulge some girlish fantasy.
Fantasy? I didn't imagine him. Tarzan is...
Tarzan appears.
Real.
It's him! Tarzan!
Professor, Jane, stand back!
Wait. He aims his gun. Jane shoves it aside.
Clayton. Huh? Clayton.
Ah! Have we met? How does he know my name?
He thinks it means the sound of a gunshot.
Jane.
Yes, hello. Tarzan.
I see what you mean about those personal boundaries.
What's he doing?
He mimics Clayton.
Look at him, Jane. Moves like an ape, but looks like a man. He could be the missing link.
Or our link to the gorillas.
Yes.
Where are the gorillas? Gorillas! Gorillas!
Shouting won't help, Mr. Clayton. He doesn't understand English.
I'll make him understand. If I can teach a parrot to sing God Save the Queen, I can certainly teach this savage a thing or two.
He draws a gorilla in chalk.
Gorilla.
Tarzan points to the chalk.
Gorilla.
He's got it.
He draws squiggly lines all over Clayton's sketch.
Gorilla.
Perhaps not.
Mr. Clayton, I think I'll take it from here.
A flame burns in a lamp. Tarzan looks at it with amazement. Jane and the professor place a projector over it and show him a slide of a gorilla illustration. Tarzan crawls over and touches the flat image. I'll do it too. A slide of a man appears. Tarzan stands tall next to it. More slides show a jungle, a city, a castle, and the Sphinx. A slide of a dancing couple appears. Tarzan whisks Jane away from the projector and does a silly dance with her. The professor claps along, while Clayton appears unamused. The next slide shows the solar system. Outside, the professor has Tarzan peer through a telescope at a comet. Tarzan's eyes widen. Jane teaches Tarzan how to read with a book. See Jane. See Jane run. The professor shows Tarzan a praxinoscope, a spinning cylinder of images that creates the illusion of a man riding a penny-farthing bicycle. Tarzan rides an identical bike through the jungle. Jane sketches him while Clayton shows him a drawing of a gorilla and a map of Africa. Tarzan and Jane share a smile. Clayton tries to turn his attention back to the gorilla drawing, but Tarzan can't keep his eyes off Jane. At night, Tarzan lies awake among the sleeping gorillas with a smile on his face. At dawn, Tarzan slips away from his family. Kala frowns, and Turk comforts her. Tarzan runs eagerly through the jungle. He finds Clayton and imitates his mannerisms. Jane sketches a colorful bird sitting on a branch. She shows Tarzan her incomplete drawing. The bird flies away. Jane sulks. Later, she holds on to Tarzan as he climbs a vine. He takes her to a treetop filled with lots of the colorful birds. She beams joyfully. Tarzan calls them over, and a number of them perch on Jane's outstretched arms. She makes kissy face at one, roosting atop her head. At night, Tarzan takes her hand and teaches her how to swing from vine to vine. Her timid expression melts into a joyous smile as she leans back and spins freely. The two slow down and their vines intertwine. Tarzan stares lovingly at Jane. She blushes.
We're wasting all this time on what he wants. The boat could arrive any day. Now ask him straight out.
At camp, Tarzan toys with a model of the solar system.
Tarzan, will you take us to the gorillas? Do you understand?
I understand.
Oh, good work, Jane.
Well?
I can't.
What?
Why not, Tarzan?
Kerchak.
Clayton forcefully grabs him and points to his gorilla picture. Tarzan jumps over his head and runs off. Clayton angrily rips up the picture. Now, Tarzan eagerly watches slides of firefighters, an automobile, sumo wrestlers, the Eiffel Tower, a trolley, and a walrus. Jane and the professor sleep in their chairs. The last slide shows a man on one knee giving a lady flowers. Tarzan looks back at Jane and smiles. Later, Tarzan slides down branches and vines, collecting wild flowers.
Oh, Turk, I've never seen him so happy.
Eh, I give it a week.
He approaches the camp, but is startled by what he sees.
I caught a loose!
Oh, come on, Charlie. All right, move it!
A group of burly men packs up the camp.
I've waited 30 years for this, and I won't leave until I see a gorilla. Oh, isn't this dreadful, Tarzan?
The professor gets caught on a pole being carted off by two of the crewmen. Tarzan jumps over barrels as they get rolled down to the seashore.
You're the captain! Just tell them you've had engine trouble and give us two more days.
And be late at every port from here to London?
We'll have come all this way for nothing.
I'm sorry, Miss Porter, but I simply can't do it.
This is your fault. I should have followed my instincts and set traps for the beasts.
Don't you think I'm disappointed about the gorillas? You are absolutely impossible.
She bumps into Tarzan.
Tarzan, I was so afraid that you wouldn't come in time. The boat's arrived. The boat that's come to take us home, to England.
And Daddy and I were wondering... Well, I was wondering... Well, we really hope that you'll come with us, won't you?
Go see England today, come home tomorrow.
Oh, no. Well, you see, it would be very difficult to come back. Ever.
Not come back?
Oh, no. I know it sounds awful, but you belong with us. With people.
Jane must stay with Tarzan.
What? Stay here? Oh, don't, my laundry. No, I can't stay. Look, I've got... I'm with my father and...
Jane.
He grabs her hand.
Stay.
But...
Please.
He offers her the remnants of the flowers.
But... I can't...
She runs away crying.
Women. How typical. Thank you, Jones. Even if you hadn't grown up a savage, you'd be lost. There are no trails through a woman's heart.
Jane is going.
Yes. If only she could have spent more time with the gorillas. She's so disappointed. Crushed, really. Sorry, old boy. Oh, well. I'd best get Jane's things to the ship.
Tarzan thinks. Clayton grabs Jane's luggage.
Clayton! If Jane sees gorillas, she stays?
Say, that's why she came, isn't it?
I'll do it.
Good man. Snipes!
Sir?
Get the boys together. There's going to be a change in plans.
Turk, all you have to do is get Kerchak out of the way.
What?
Well, I'd be happy to get Kerchak.
Hey, shut your trunk and get me out of here. Can you believe that guy drops us like a newborn giraffe? Kaplop! Now waltzes in here and expects us to just...
Turk, I'm asking you as a friend.
He gives an earnest look.
With the face and the eyes and the... Ah! All right! But don't make me do anything embarrassing. I'm gonna kill him!
Actually, I thought that dress was rather slimming on you.
Oh, really? I thought it was a little revealing and kind of...
Kerchak chases Turk, who wears Jane's dress.
How does she move in this thing?
Tantor leads him off through the trees, waving a puppet on his trunk shaped like the professor. Meanwhile, Tarzan shows the real Jane, Professor, and Clayton through the jungle. Clayton looks around deviously. At the nesting site, Kala sits eating leaves. She sees Tarzan approaching. She smiles and begins to walk over, then stops in her tracks when she notices Tarzan's friends with him.
Look, Daddy!
Where? Jane!
Be careful, Professor.
She's beautiful.
She's my mother.
This is your... mother.
Kala stares fearfully. Tarzan speaks gorilla to her. Kala backs away and hides behind a bush.
What's happening?
I don't know, Daddy.
Oh, it's getting away!
No, it'll only frighten her more.
As Jane tries to speak gorilla as well, Tarzan gives an astonished look.
Oh, yes, absolutely, my dear. Good idea.
What are you doing?
Do you want to frighten them off? Get up!
Don't get up.
He sees the other gorillas slowly coming out of hiding. Jane perks up. Her jaw drops in amazement as she looks at the numerous gorillas sitting in trees all around her. The professor passes out. Clayton smirks devilishly. Jane looks down to see three baby apes.
Hello?
One of them scowls and beats his chest, then trips into her lap.
Ooh, it's very nice to meet you, too.
Several adults sniff the passed-out professor.
Your master, you're such a tease.
One picks him up by his leg.
Archimedes Q. Potter at your service. Ah! Quite a grip you've got. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Was that one of mine?
The gorillas paw at him curiously.
Oh, this is wonderful, Mr. Clayton. Look, look, social grooming.
Congratulations, Professor. Our dream has come true.
Clayton marks their location on a map, which a gorilla tries to take from him.
Give me that.
Stop that! Stop! Hold on now! Leave that! That is not to be played with!
The babies run their hands through Jane's hair. The babies rush over to play with Tarzan. Jane admires him.
Can you teach me?
Speak gorilla?
Yes.
He moves her mouth with his hand to get the enunciation right. Kala spies from the bushes.
Good heavens! What did I say?
That Jane stays with Tarzan.
Stay? But I thought we'd already... Tarzan, I...
Tantor and Turk come tumbling downhill.
Ow!
Is that my dress?
Oh, no.
Kerchak appears, knocking down trees. He stops when he sees Jane.
Daddy.
Give it to me!
As Clayton wrestles his gun from a gorilla, Kerchak attacks.
Go!
Tarzan tackles the alpha gorilla. Kerchak throws him off, then tries to attack his human friends. Tarzan gets him in a chokehold, and the two wrestle aggressively. Tarzan pins Kerchak down.
Go!
Wait, wait! Tarzan!
Go now!
Jane, quickly! Hurry! You're
alone! The humans flee into the jungle. Tarzan tightens his grip on Kerchak's throat, then finally lets go. Tarzan looks around at his stunned ape family. Kala frowns.
Kerchak, I didn't... I'm sorry,
I asked you to protect our family. And you betrayed us all.
Tarzan stares in horror at his own strong hands. He runs away into the jungle. A pink and orange glow covers the sky as Tarzan crouches on a tree branch, staring out at the jungle river. He holds a vine tightly to his face. Kala approaches him.
I'm so confused.
Come with me. There's something I should have shown you long ago.
Tarzan follows Kala. At night, they reach the treehouse that the shipwreck couple built. Tarzan stands in the doorway. Kala nudges him to enter. He carefully steps one foot in, then another. He studies the room. A blanket catches his attention. He walks over and lifts it up to inspect it. His eyes blink. Furrowing his brow, he takes the blanket with him as he examines the rest of the now overgrown treehouse. Looking down, he finds the broken picture frame underfoot. He lifts it up. He wipes dirt off the picture with his knuckles. He reveals the family portrait underneath the dust. Tarzan squints at the baby cradled in the couple's arms.
Is this me?
Kala nods.
And this is my father. And my...
Now you know. Tarzan, I just want you to be happy. Whatever you decide.
She walks away. Tarzan watches her go, his eyes heavy with emotion. He looks back at the picture. Kala sits at the edge of the treehouse. She turns around to see Tarzan dressed in his father's clothes. Her face scrunches up, and she looks away. Kala's eyes fill with tears. Tarzan wipes them away.
No matter where I go, you will always be my mother.
He hugs her.
And you will always be in my heart.
The two embrace. Tarzan looks into her eyes, then steps backward, holding her hand. He lets go and walks away.
Goodbye, Tarzan. Tarzan!
Tarzan meets his friends at the shore. They jump into a dinghy and row towards an anchored ship. Tantor comes running out of the jungle with Turk riding on his head.
We didn't get to say goodbye.
Yeah, well, good riddance, or I don't need you, huh? Go on, get out of here, Bubba, you. You ingrate, you bald ingrate, go out and rot for all I care. Go.
Tantor watches her sit down sadly beside him.
What are you looking at?
I'm gonna miss him, too.
She smacks his foot out of the way and walks back into the jungle.
Tarzan, you can't imagine what's in store for you. You're going to see the world, and everyone's going to want to meet you. Kings and scientists and famous writers.
Yes, Darwin and Kipling, Queen Victoria.
And I haven't met her, but I heard she's awfully nice.
And I'll be with Jane.
Yes, with Jane.
She bashfully fumbles for the ship's ladder.
Slippery.
Tarzan gives her a little lift as she climbs up. He takes a look back at the misty African jungle. Climbing up the ship's deck, he finds the captain tied up and Jane and her father in the clutches of two thugs. She bites her assailant's hand. More thugs run at Tarzan. He leaps over them onto a cage, then climbs on a jib. He sees her being lowered into the cargo hold. A thug grabs his ankle, but he kicks him off and propels himself over to a smokestack. Tarzan loses his grip on its edge and falls. He crashes down on some crates covered in a tarp. The thugs rush over and grab him. Clayton fires his shotgun into the air.
What's going on here?
Clayton! Clayton, help!
Have we met?
Tarzan's eyes widen. Clayton lifts his chin with the gun.
Ah, yes. The ape man.
Clayton. You.
Clayton hits him in the stomach.
Sorry about the rude welcome, old boy, but I couldn't have you making a scene when we put your furry friends in their cages.
Why?
Why? For £300 sterling a head. Actually, I have you to thank, my boy. Couldn't have done it without you.
Tarzan hangs his head.
Lock him up with the others.
That sounded like Tarzan. He sounded like he was in trouble.
Yeah, well, why doesn't he get his new friends to help him? I don't care.
That's it! I've had it with you and your emotional constipation! Tarzan needs us, and we're gonna help him! You got that? Now pipe down and hang on tight!
We've got a boat to catch.
Tantor charges toward the ocean with Turk on his back. Falling off a cliff, they splash down into the water.
I've never felt so alive!
Good! 'cause I'm gonna kill you.
No time for that now, Missy.
Tantor dives underwater, dragging Turk with him. They swim towards the ship. Clayton passes over them on a small boat headed back to land. Using his trunk as a periscope, Turk spots him. In the ship's cargo hold, Tarzan throws himself against the steel walls, trying to break free as the other prisoners look on.
Tarzan, it's no use! Don't!
He anxiously searches for an escape. As Jane gets up to comfort him, he growls at her. Jane recoils.
Clayton.
Yes, Clayton. Clayton betrayed us all. I'm so sorry, Tarzan.
No, I did this. I betrayed my family. Kerchak was right.
Oh, those magnificent creatures, shivering in cages. What is this world coming to?
As he pounds the wall, the ship suddenly lists to one side, causing everyone to fall.
Oh, by Jove. Don't know my own strength.
Outside, Tantor climbs over the railing onto the ship, which abruptly levels out.
What was that?
Tantor beats up the bad guys.
That sounded just like an elephant.
Tantor!
He frees the prisoners.
Thanks, guys.
Oh, I thought I would never see you again!
Sometimes you embarrass me.
Tarzan jumps off the ship. A foggy evening settles. Kerchak roams the jungle. He spots Kala sitting alone with a sad look on her face. A flare bursts in the sky, lighting up the gorilla's nest. Clayton's men attack from a ridge. They fire nets from guns. One captures Kerchak. Tarzan removes his shirt as he moves through the jungle. The thugs capture more of the apes in their nets. As Tarzan skims past the river, hippopotamuses lift their heads to the surface. The thugs throw the baby gorillas in sacks. Tarzan bounds over the backs of elephants. A lasso catches a mother gorilla around the neck. The baboons follow behind Tarzan. Kala gets thrown into a cage, while Kerchak breaks free from his net. Lashing him with bullwhips, the thugs bring him back down to the ground. Clayton appears from the smoke, loading his shotgun.
Ah, I remember you. I think this one will be better off stuffed.
He takes aim at Kerchak. Everyone pauses what they are doing and looks around. Wearing his loincloth, Tarzan swings in on a vine and kicks Clayton to the ground. Elephants and rhinos stampede into the gorilla's nest. As Turk, Jane, and the professor ride in on Tantor, Clayton dives out of the way. Tarzan unties Kerchak.
You came back.
I came home.
As a thug lunges at Tarzan with a club, Kerchak knocks him out. The rampaging animals herd the men into the cages, where Turk scares them with her rabid screams. As she wipes the drool from her smirking mouth, a man points a spear at her. Tantor grabs it with his trunk. He flings the man into a cage. As Tarzan frees the tied-up apes, Clayton watches him.
You there! Take what you can back to the boat!
Two men take the cage with Kala.
I've got some hunting to do.
Jane sees them. Grabbing a vine, she swings over and knocks out one of the men with a kick. The other approaches her menacingly, then notices that the trees are filled with baboons. The baby monkey motions for attack with Jane's umbrella while wearing her missing boot on his head. As the baboons chase the man off, the baby lands on Jane's shoulder and kisses her cheek. Jane spots Kala and runs to free her.
Going to have you out for this in a second.
The thug that she knocked out sneaks up, brandishing a crowbar. Tarzan lands on top of him.
This should do the trick.
She uses the crowbar to break the cage open. Tarzan helps Kala out. A bullet grazes his arm. Kerchak sees Clayton reloading his gun and attacks. Clayton shoots Kerchak, causing him to collapse. Tarzan checks on the wounded gorilla, then charges Clayton. The hunter opens fire, sending him scuttling into the trees.
Hiding, are we?
Clayton, you...
He knocks her out.
Use a challenge, because after I get rid of you, rounding up your little ape family will be all too easy.
He climbs after Tarzan. Losing track of his prey, Clayton scans the mossy branches. Tarzan drops onto Clayton's shoulders, causing him to drop his gun. They wrestle, kicking and punching each other from branch to branch. Clayton spots his gun in some nearby vines and reaches for it. Tarzan drags him away from it and retrieves the gun himself. He points it at Clayton.
Go ahead, shoot me. Be a man.
He holds the barrels right to Clayton's throat. Clayton flinches as Tarzan mimics the sound of a gunshot.
Not a man like you!
Tarzan breaks the gun. Clayton pulls a machete and slashes at him. Falling from the tree, Tarzan catches himself on some vines. Clayton slashes through them. He stabs at Tarzan, who lashes his wrist with a vine. Tarzan swings another around his ankle, then causes a whole bunch of vines to entangle Clayton. Clayton bites through the vine around his wrist, then slashes away at the others in a fury. One gets wrapped around his neck.
Clayton! Clayton, don't!
He chops through all the vines holding him up and plummets with the one still wrapped around his neck. The vine pulls tight. Clayton's dropped machete stabs into the ground, and Tarzan lands hard nearby. Jane approaches Tarzan to comfort him. They look and see all the apes surrounding Kerchak. Tarzan walks toward them on all fours. Kala caresses Kerchak's face. As Tarzan approaches, Kala inches toward her adopted son and rubs her head against his. Tarzan moves past her and crouches at Kerchak's side.
Tarzan. Kerchak. Forgive me.
No. Forgive me for not understanding that you have always been one of us. Our family will look to you now.
No, Kerchak.
Take care of them. My son.
Kerchak puts his hand on Tarzan's chest. Tarzan grips it firmly.
Take care.
His hand slips off Tarzan's chest and falls limply to the ground. Tarzan cradles Kerchak's dead body and hugs him strongly. The other gorillas sadly hang their heads. Jane puts her arm around her father. Tarzan gently lays Kerchak down. He turns and looks at the apes. He looks back at Kerchak. Tarzan takes a step forward on all fours and raises his chest and head towards the sky. The ape's eyes widen. Standing tall, Tarzan bangs on his chest. He walks away, and the apes follow their new leader. The professor goes to follow as well, but Jane holds him back. On a new day, Tarzan and Jane stand on the shores of the ocean as the captain readies the dinghy for her departure.
London will seem so small compared to all this.
I will miss you, Jane.
Miss Porter!
I'm coming. Well, I suppose we should say goodbye.
She extends her hand. Tarzan stares at it, then slips his hand inside hers. He uncurls his fingers against hers as they press their palms together, mirroring each other.
Goodbye.
Jane cries and runs off. Tarzan stands still on the shore, watching her go.
Goodbye, Tarzan! Goodbye!
Oh, I'm going to miss that boy.
Jane stares at her hand. She puts on her glove. The professor reaches for her hand.
Jane, dear, I can't help feeling that you should stay.
Daddy, please don't. We've been through all of this. I couldn't possibly... I belong in England, and with you, with people, and...
Her glove flies off, landing on the shore with Tarzan. He picks it up.
But you love him. Go on.
Jane smiles and hugs her father. She jumps off the dinghy into the water and swims towards Tarzan. As she reaches him, she tackles him with a hug. She plants a big kiss on his lips, then pulls back bashfully.
Thank you. Thanks for getting my glove. Thank you.
He cups his hands around her face and pulls her into another kiss. Jane looks up from the kiss. Tantor and the apes are watching them. Tarzan helps Jane up.
What am I doing? Captain, tell them that you never found us, eh? After all, people get lost in the jungle every day. Well, doodle-pip.
The professor jumps into the water. Kala walks out onto the beach and takes Jane's hand. They both smile at each other. She leads Jane to the apes. Sitting astride Tantor, Tarzan reaches out to Jane. As he pulls her up, they suddenly appear in the trees wearing matching loincloths. They twirl and spin across the branches, collecting flowers for Kala. The professor swings on a vine. Turk skates by on a branch and loses her footing. Tarzan and Jane leap onto Tantor's trunk. He flings them back into the trees, where they look out onto the jungle valley. With Jane by his side, he beats his chest. Carved in tree bark, the name Tarzan appears. Credits fade in over a view of a jungle waterfall.
Come stop your crying, it will be all right. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For I'm so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. You'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart. What they can't explain. Well, I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different at all. And you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day. They know we need each other.
Just look over your shoulder. Just look over your shoulder.
This film has been described by Deluxe, with funding by Disney, voice by Aaron Mazza. Against the blue background, a shimmering louvered image of a castle forms. The space beneath the castle flares magically to reveal the words Walt Disney Pictures as a shooting star creates an arch.